Welcome to Time with Abba, Depression Out, Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is February 13th, Thursday, 2020, Day 44. Today's topic, God has chosen you. You are willing, more than enough. Silence. Pull on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God. Breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God and having Jesus as my Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The Word Time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 25 verses 1 to 7, Exodus chapter 35 verse 10 to chapter 36 verse 38, Matthew chapter 27 verses 32 to 66, Proverbs 9 verses 7 to 8. Today's main passage from Exodus chapter 36 1 to 7. So, Bezalel, Oholiab, and every skilled person to whom the Lord has given skill. An ability to know how to carry out all the work of construction, the sanctuary, or to do the work just as the Lord has commanded. Then Moses summoned Bezalel and Oholiab, and every skilled person to whom the Lord had given ability and who was willing to come and do the work. They received from Moses all the offerings the Israelites had brought to carry out the work of constructing the sanctuary. And the people continued to bring freewill offerings morning after morning. So all the skilled workers who were doing all the work on the sanctuary left what they were doing and said to Moses, "The people are bringing more than enough for doing the work the Lord commanded to be done." Then Moses gave an order, and they sent this word throughout the camp: "No one or woman is to make anything else as an offering for the sanctuary." And so the people were restrained from bringing more, because what they already had was more than enough to do all the work. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to Him. By listening. The topic I received today from Jesus is, God has chosen you. You are willing, more than enough. Today we have a dramatic scene, seeing how Simon of Cyrene being forced to carry the cross of Jesus. He was unwilling. The powerful thing is, according to church history, Simon of Cyrene later became one of the bishops for the early church. What a powerful unwillingness being transformed to willingness. And we see the word willing appears in today's Exodus passage many times. Not all Israelites were willing to offer their gifts to build the tabernacle. Just those whose hearts were moved and those who were filled with the Holy Spirit completed the job well done for God. The result of all their willingness is more than enough. You belong to those whose hearts are moved by the Holy Spirit and are willing. If so, you will be those people who will experience more than enough for God's kingdom work. Do you know God has chosen you to do His work? Are you willing? Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help me to be willing to respond to your call and be willing to offer everything you move our hearts to offer so that we can experience more than enough. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, do you think you are in the stage of unwilling or willing to respond to the call of the Lord? Number two, what more than enough means to you today? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.